The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara at the beginning of the daf brings a drasha, B'nei Aaron v'loi B'nei Saron, that Eshes Kohen and Bas Kohen are now muzhar on the Isser Tumas Kohen. However, L'chayra, there should be a case where a Bas Kohen and Eshet Kohen cannot go in to a Mokum where there's Tumas Meis. That's the case of an Eshet Kohen who's Mubaris, because there's a Vlad. The Vlad, if he's a Zohar, is a Kohen. And like Rashi says at the beginning of Pashas Emor, V'hazik Gedoy L'malak Tanim, it's also to be Mitame, a Kohen Koton. That's what should be L'chayra. But the Shach in Yerodei at the beginning of Siman Shanayin Aleph brings a Rekeach. The Rekeach says that an Eshes Kohen Mubaris is allowed to go into an Oil HaMeis because he's a Sfek Sveikah. What's a Sfek Sveikah? Maybe the Vlad is a Nephil, and a field of Tzalem to Ben Kayoma, maybe it's in a Kevah. That's what the Rekeach says. The Mogen Avraham in Shin Mem Gimel Sifkot Beis also brings a Rekeach, and he asks that why did the Rekeach have to say it's Mutter because it's Sfek Sveikah? Typically that it's Tyra Blua. The Vlad, who's Tyra over here, he's balua inside the isha, and calls mind he's balua inside the isha. He's not mekabel tuma, just like tuma blua doesn't go out. Taira blua will not become tummy. That's a effect of Magen Avraham. So the Radvaz in Siman Reish already asks this kasha, and he says pshat in the Rekeach is that he's talking about an isha shekarvu yomer loledes. She's ready to give birth. So mameila uchayshish that yoytzi ubras roisha, the uber will come out. She'll give birth, and at that point it won't be taira blua anymore. So mameila, he would be mekabel tuma. So therefore, the Rekeach had to say that the reason why it's mutter is because it's sfek sveik. As I learned to advance, but l'chayr it's shver because he's not completely negating the heter of tara blua. He's saying maybe the vlad will come out, and if the vlad comes out, then it's not tara blua. Okay, so lo yehi el suffix, and that's a suffix. Okay, so put that together with the suffix nefil or the suffix nekeva, and then you have a sfek sveik. So Emes Taka, the Rekeach needed to say Svek Sveka, but why did he need to say a Svek Sveka of Nefel and the Keva? He could have said a Svek Sveka based on Tyra Blua. At least we want an Afkamina, we'll soon see. There are cases where you don't have a Sophic Nefel or you don't have a Sophic Nekeva. That would be an Afkamina. So why do you have to do that? That's B'chayr Wat Shver with the Radvaz's Teretz, and I saw that the Teretz L'Moshe in Siman Shanayin Aleph Taka is Ayman on this. He has this Kasha. Okay. Now, the Mishavura in Siman Shanayin Gimel says similar to the Radvaz, and he seems to say it in such a way that he gets out of this Kasha. He says that the Rekeach needed to say his Svek Sveka without getting into Tara Blua for a case where it's Nirulanu Shavadai Telecha. Not just the case where it's Karbu Yamela Ledis and you're saying maybe she'll give birth. She's marriage ready to give birth. She's going, like Marshall now, she's going into a hospital. She's going to the doctor. She's ready to give birth. So on that, the Rekeach is saying, so she can't go into the Oil HaMeis. Why? Because there's no Heter of Tara Blua because the baby's about to come out. Oh, Dr. Rekeach, Chabu Heter of Svek Sveka. That's the way Mishabur learns, and L'chayr according to that, the Tzvah Slamesh's Kasha is not Shver. Although, this whole Derech is a little bit Shver, because the Rekeach doesn't mention any of this. The Rekeach doesn't say he's talking about a case of where it's Karbim Mehololedes, or where it's Nirevada Shatele. He doesn't mention any of that. Alright, so maybe it's not so Shver, because he wanted to include even that case. He didn't have to speak it out. He wanted to say Heter, which applies in all cases. That's why he said a Svek Sveka. Although the Svek Sveka Taka doesn't apply in all cases, as we'll soon see. But maybe he wanted to be marba that case. Okay. Tochi and Katsats, if that's a good issue. Okay. Now, the Maisa, what does the Rekeach say? The Rekeach says the Heter is Svek Sveka. Sofik Nefel, Sofik Nekev. Now, L'chayri Yesh Lodon, because there's a Rive. Roy Vlodis are not Nefil. Roy Vlodis are B'nei Kayoma. So when you have a Svek Sveka, and one of the Svekas is a Roiv that Paskin says that Sufik, maybe that's not a Svek Sveka. Because the Svek Sveka has to be two Svekas. If one of the Svekas is Iska Paskin, is Asda Lod of Svek Sveka, now you're left with one Sufik. One Sufik is not Mutter by the Reisa. Now Zay Shteit in Shach, in Simon Kofiun and Kloli Svek Sveka, Islam and Hay, he says that when one of the Svekas has a Roiv, it's not a Svek Sveka. And I saw Takad Gili Marsha and Simon Shanayin Gimel is Ayman on this. He has this kasha on the Heter of Svek Sveka. Now, under Rekeach, it's not such a kasha, because it's not so poshut that a Svek Sveka with a Roiv is not a good Svek Sveka. The Sidre Tyrants and Kuf Pezayin, Sifkot and Tezvav, and other Achrayim also hold that Kahai Gavna, even when you have a Roiv, it is a good Svek Sveka. What's the Svara? Why don't you say that the Suffolk is a bottle? Tyrants is because the Rashba and Shulva Tov Aleph says that Svek Sveka, at least this is the way the Achrayim learned the Rashba, that Svek Sveka is Mitam Roiv. What's the Roiv? You have a Roiv started. Because you have a suffix, maybe there's one heter. Even if you don't have that heter, you have another heter. So the two svekas together create a roiv. So mamela, even if one of the svekas is not a suffix ashokel, but once you have one suffix, you already have 50%. Right? That's already a suffix ashokel. Now, as long as you have a tzad kolduhu, besides that original suffix, you have one more tzad kolduhu to be matter, that's going to take you over 50%, and that'll be a roiv. So, the hainu over here. You have a suffix zacha, a suffix in a keva. So it's 50-50. That's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. But now there's a tzad, even though it's not a shtaka tzad, but it's a tzad kolduhu, that's a nathil. So the tzad chashuv of nekeva plus the tzad kolduhu of nathil is enough to create a roif tzadim. That's what the Sidri Taira holds. And so maybe the rekeach holds like that. Okay, so that's a yishuv on the rekeach. It doesn't work out too well in the shach, because the shach brings the rekeach over here. And the shach is the one who says, as we mentioned in Siman Kuf Yud, that it's not considered a sexveka. So, Tzorachim B'das HaShach. Okay. Now, Hayotzalonu, that we have two heter. We have a heter of Tyra Blua, which the Vagan Abram says. And as we mentioned, the Radvaz and the Mishavua, nobody's arguing on the heter. They're just being done in which case it applies. But the Kuli Alma, in a case where it's not Kovi Yomela Ledis, you'll have that heter. So, again, so we have a heter of Blua, and we also have a heter of Sex Fake. Okay. What's a nafkamina ladina? Nafkamina ladina between these two heterim is b'makom that you don't have a svek sveka. I'll give two examples. One example is by kolul echadosha. If you know that she finished the chotshei ha'ibur, so at this point we're not chayshish for nefil anymore. Like the Chacham Sodom points out over here, beginning of Klal Kuf Samach. So in that case, you won't have a heter of svek sveka. All you're going to have is the heter of blua. Another example would be if you know that the vlad is a zacher. Nowadays, there are bedikas that they make, and they can tell. And they see that it's a zacher. So once you know it's a zacher, you don't have a suffix in the keva. It's mishkacha, so that you have both of these points. The hainu, if it's kol lechadoshes, and you took that test, so then you know that then you don't have the heter of, you don't have a tzad of neifel, and you don't have a tzad of the keva. So not only you don't have a svek svek, you don't even have a suffix. However, you'll still have the heter of blua. But the heter of blua doesn't work in all cases, like we said before. In a case where let's say she's going into labor, she's ready to have a baby, and you want to know, could she go into an oil ames? So in this case, if it's kol lechadoshav, which is the normal case of b'shas the labor, if it's kol lechadoshav and it's nirulano v'adai shetelei sham, you don't have any heter. You don't have the heter of blua because the baby's going to come out. You don't have the heter of sex faker. Because it's called lechadoshav, and certainly even without called lechadoshav, if it's a case where you know it's a zacher, you don't have a heter sex faker either. In this case, it would seem that you don't have any heter, and this is a very negel maisa for an isha's kayin to give birth in a hospital which has mesim in it, so it's an oila mes. So what's the heter to go into a hospital for an isha's kayin when it's called lechadoshav, or when you know it's a zacher, you don't have any heter? So the emes is yeshlodan on the whole situation of a hospital being an oil hamais. There are svekas and roiv and goyim and yidin, different stadim. Virak lahoyer basi. So we'll live with the shayla. Adayin sarachim is that what is the heter for nashis koyin in this case?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.